and indeed thank you, Dunton, as well, for sort of helping us make sure we widen the frame. And I think what's compelling about the guiding principles and what was achieved by the great and late Professor Ruggie a decade ago was to change our conversation from just sitting around a table and deciding who was responsible for what, to recognizing that in most cases, everybody has to act, and everybody has to act in a principled way and with the same vision, right? So it's not, and I know you're not suggesting this, but we have to be careful, right, that we don't say we don't divert the responsibilities, but embrace everybody's responsibility in a compelling and meaningful way. With the BTEC project, what we certainly tried to do is to look at lessons from the wider business and human rights field. And I think fundamentally, an interesting point of focus moving forward for all of our work is what happens in terms of the ways in which those business relationships or business to government relationships get constructed. How is leverage used by various actors in the ecosystem? How do we avoid unintended consequences? How do companies reflect on their own business models to test whether they're actually incentivizing in some way ultimate end use harms and bad use? And so there's a lot there that I think you've both opened up, which really gets us into the wider journey we have to travel. Though I think it's also fair to say not that the leading companies or larger companies should bear all the responsibility, certainly not, but they can be leaders. And the term being leaders and pioneering and being accountable for their own actions, I think, is clearly critical in this. And I think that brings us nicely into our final two speakers, where we are we're going to return to a few themes. So one is the theme of transparency and sharing of information such that various actors can understand both progress and challenges, can understand even those challenges of a value chain construct in a tech space or an ecosystem construct in a tech space. There's more need for public knowledge and understanding of the types of things that I described around governance and culture and et cetera, and then what is actually happening in organizations. So we're going to talk a bit more towards the transparency end and asking Ranking Digital Rights will share their experience across this. And please, Vesna, please feel free to respond to anything else you've heard in the session as well. And then we'll hand over to Bettina to also introduce the question and the role of investors in this space, another ecosystem actor that also has its own responsibilities under the guiding principles, and one that often we can forget about to our peril when we think about trying to shift market behavior and incentives and the way we construct whole industries. So we'd love to ask the two of you to help us kind of begin to pull the threads together by further sharing some of your work here. So Vesna, I believe you do have slides. So again, they will hopefully work. If you see them not working, just feel free to pause and let us catch up with you. Don't feel you have to keep going. I would ask the organizers, if there is a technical difficulty, if you could please take me off mute so I can help everybody organize that. But Vesna, over to you, and thank you so much for being here with us.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for the